See if you have a problem with this. A customer recently removed a 20% gratuity automatically added to his restaurant bill because of how the server looked. And he wrote on his bill, I mean, they automatically added it to it, and he took it off and gave less and said, I think the server should be more presentable at the restaurant.
What do we know about this?
Yeah, where did what restaurant? What's their deal?
Server had a lot of piercings.
Little body mods.
And body modification and tattoos. And this went viral because he made a big deal of it. And the server took a picture of it, and it was shared on a lot of social media. The bill was $450, a big group. And the guy who was paying crossed out the tip that was automatically added and put less. He went from a 20% tip to a 10% tip and said, there were no mistakes, but the piercings and body mods that the waitress had were trashy. And so the person put that up there. Now, I had experience with this once. 25 years ago, I went to a place for chili. It was known for chili. And when I was ordering mine, I looked up and the guy had flames on his neck.
Ah,
and he had horns coming out from his eyebrows. And you know that sent me over the edge.
Mm-hmm. So your chili's spicy?
And he gave me, he was so, now this was a long time ago, you know, so you see more of it now. But the guy had flames on his neck and red horns coming out from where his eyebrows are. Very demonic. And he was waiting. Oh, no, you know what? They had red beans and rice. That was their big thing, was red beans and rice.
Hell yeah.
And we went over there to have, and it was in a college campus. And when I looked up at him, I was just like, I had the heebie-jeebies.
I'm in the wrong place.
I thought, I'm in the wrong place. So can you lower the tip for the way the waiter or waitress looks?
Typically, it sounds like if it's a large group, the 20% is automatic.
Yeah, I know.
That's kind of a dick move.
Yeah. Cross through it. That is low.
I am going to say this to me now, and I hate I've become this way, but this also screams possible lie.
On the server?
On the server. Who's trying to do this whole, don't judge me based on how I look. Yeah. I'm not, you know. I'm going to go in the I don't believe this ever happened camp.
Oh.
All right, let's cut through all of that.
Okay.
If you're at a restaurant and everything is fine, but your server is so modified that it makes you feel uncomfortable, can you lower the tip?
No.
I think what you have to do in that, if that's truly the case, speak to the manager privately and say, we'd like a different server.
Okay.
Because, I mean, this sounds like it was a longer.
It was a large
$400 meal. That's not a long meal. In and out, like it's not a sandwich.
No, right. It was a big. It was a nice restaurant.
Yeah,
nice
no, I don't think how a server looks should ever impact the tip.
Okay.
Oh, I know what I know.
Were you
hoping
for a green light?
Yeah, you were looking for a green light on this one, but no, it doesn't matter. I mean, as long as they're not. Their long hair, long beard isn't dragging down into my soup when they come out. I don't care what your tattoo is. I don't care what your piercing
is.
Yeah,
but if you are bothered by... Okay, swastika on the forehead.
Well, that's different.
You just said, I don't care what the tattoo is.
Yeah, but okay, they wouldn't get the job.
You've literally kicked all the way to the extremes.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, look, the guy the guy I had 25 years ago had flames coming out of his neck.
Yeah.
And horns coming out of his face. That's extreme.
That's not anything to me.
That's the devil.
The red beans and rice is good.
Yeah, but I went Hitler. Now I'm going the devil. You had Hitler as the extreme and the devil not.
But who says he was a devil worshiper? You're putting a lot on this guy.
I didn't say he was a devil worshiper. I said he looked like the devil. He had flames coming out of his neck
and
horns coming out of his face.
Did he refill my drink and bring me red beans and rice?
Yes.
Then he gets a tip.
His beard.
Look at the flames.
His beard was dyed red. His beard was dyed red. Okay.
Well, I think then going in,
he had a forked tail.
His tongue was forked. His tongue was forked.
But let me say this: before you shove off the 20% tip, leave. Don't eat there if you're that uncomfortable.
I was with a group. And I, you know what? They took me there knowing I would.
Oh, yeah.
They sucked me in. They said,
you were a rube on the red beans and rice place.
I was 22. And they said, let's go get red beans and rice.
Let's bring old sheltered boy.
Okay. I said, okay. I'm from Ashburn, North Carolina. I was looking at the menu. He came over. I looked up and immediately puckered.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about tip or not to tip or whatever, but that did make me uncomfortable. The way he looked made me uncomfortable.
But it didn't impact how you...
No.
The food.
Well, yeah. I had a hard time eating. I had a
well,
hard
that's
time.
On you then.
No, it's not. I had a hard time eating. You just, you know, I said swastika. You said, oh, that's too far. This guy looked like the devil.
But,
okay. He was, and that was intentional.
But
okay.
To me, if you walk in and right there you see the swastika, you go, this restaurant isn't for me. If you're right. employing someone with a swastika on the forehead,
well,
this isn't for me. I'm leaving.
I wouldn't employ somebody that looked like the devil either. But can you get in trouble for that? Can I not hire him based on that?
Oof.
I don't know about that.
Isn't that always that whole, it varies by state? But I think you have the right to not hire anyone.
I think
anyone.
You do too. Yeah. I think it's only race or
something you can't really control.
Yeah.
That's the only time I've ever been uncomfortable. And I don't know. I think Chris Dim's right. I think if I'd been there alone, I mean, I never would have had the balls to do it, but probably just change seats and say, look, let me get somebody else.
Or can I get this to go?
But you know, that restaurant was kind of known for that.
It was.
That was, you know, the place I'm talking
about. I do.
Is it still open?
I couldn't tell you.
I don't, yeah. College campus.
Yeah, that was 30 years ago, Daddy.
Of course, I was in college. I was right out of college,
yeah.
But I was more square. He just did the square symbol.
In the air.
To Will Hardo, you have a comment on this. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with Kelly. I think if you're the public face of an establishment, your face shouldn't look like a chain link fence. These people that do all these modifications and look like a circus sideshow are the first ones to go, don't judge me, don't look at me. You did all that crap because you want to be stared at and you want to be judged. So you get what you pay for.
Well, yeah, there's that. You know, you are looking to be looked at.
Good luck trying to find services now that aren't modified.
Well, I don't mind a little.
More and more and more.
I don't mind a little, but this guy was like, oh my God. You know, you look at him, you do a double take on this.
Well, but again, you and Two Will Hardo can both get back on, he can get on his bike and you get in your van and head out.
Yeah, yeah. But if you're sitting there, And you've got the menu in your hand, and you look up at the guy, and he looks like the devil. That's kind of tough to say. Oh, I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm leaving. But to me,
it's a lot more of a bitch move later to cut out this tip.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd change the tip.
Yeah,
it's the right thing to do is to say I'm not comfortable in your seat,
sure,
sir. So I'm going to move, or you know, I'm going to come back. That's probably the right thing to do.
You know, if I have to give him an explanation, you just say, I'm good. Actually, I'll head out.
Yeah, you can just leave.
Yeah.
I suppose you can. Yeah, this guy, I don't really agree with
that.
Yeah,
you don't eat there and then try to leave some message.
But I'll tell you, that guy, I remember him to this day. That face has been...
We should get a police sketch artist. Anybody in this building has any art skills?
I could do it.
Or
I can describe it.
Where is he now?
That's a great question.
That's my question.
Where is he now?
I would bet all that is gone. I bet the horns are gone. I bet, well, neck tattoos have to stay, I would bet...
How about his tongue? It was forked.
Well, once you've split it, I don't think it goes back once you do that whole deal.
I don't either. It was tough. It was a tough one. I made it through, though. I only ate half my red beans.